going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This song's so bad. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan.
Never played that, should not be able to play music again.
Landfill. All right, B, I got a question for you. If you missed any of our interview with Charles Davis, get on the Odyssey app or the podcast, wherever you get this stuff. Check it out on YouTube, whatever you want to do. And listen
and
to it.
Way,
I agree with this from Neil Belcher. I tweeted out simply Charles Davis is the best. He's such a professional. Like, I've interacted with him in person enough that he's just, like, so cool and calm and, like, just the same all the time. Neil Belcher responded, most underrated color analyst covering the NFL. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I don't know why everybody's calling, but hell, let's take calls. If you got a draft take that we need to know.
They were calling about that song.
It might have been about the song. Whatever. If they're calling about the song, we'll definitely take it. I'll do phones the last half hour before the draft. Folks are excited.
Yeah.
Sure. If you're looking for me and B this afternoon, Brian,
I swear,
Brian will be singing. You got shows on the Commander social channel starting at 5.
I'll be there at 5, but I think we do our first show maybe 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
Okay, so just check out the Commander's YouTube page. You can check out all of Brian's stuff. I mean, I imagine it's all hands on deck. You, Fred, Logan, Tana.
Yeah, the whole crew.
Okay, there you go. I'll be on Channel 4 all afternoon, all evening. Check us out. There's going to be a draft party at Tapped at MGM National Harbor with Grant and Danny. If you're looking for some place to go, watch a game, have a couple beers, have some fun, that will get you set up. Landfill, what's your plan to watch the draft?
I will be at home. I will be on my couch. I might get some Fritos or something.
What are the Fritos we like, B? Honey barbecue? You've completely converted me to those little corkscrew
good,
honey barbecue joints.
Yeah, good.
Would you get that kind, Landfill?
The twist. No, I'd get the normal ones. I don't do those weird new age Fritos that you guys are into.
Listen, man, I
new age.
I've generally not been a Frito guy.
I think you're seriously crazy, though. He called something new age?
He did.
It's been out there forever.
a lot of calls.
Not as long as the original ones, though.
Got a point. Dude, something blew my mind the other day. I found this on Instagram. Do you know where Fritos used to be made?
Where?
What?
Where?
Texas?
Maybe they had multiple locations. They used to make Fritos in Bethesda.
Really?
Look, where Fritos were made, 4860 Bethesda Ave, what is now the Apple Store.
That's the original place it was made?
Maybe that's where they made them locally.
Oh.
Because I do think it says on there they're from Texas or something. But they were making them. What is everyone calling about? Landfill said one thing people are calling about is they want to know what time we believe the pick will come in tonight.
Right. Close to 11.
I'd be locked in around 10:30, and it could happen 10:30 to 11. If you go through and really, like, time out the pick, it'd probably be about 10:48. for those that are really focused on getting that correct. B, my boy Brendan Fry texted. Tell me what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you've met my buddy Brendan. He's funny. He's joking around, I think. He said, we're usually picking in the top eight. So if I have to stay up till midnight tonight just to watch us trade back, I'm going to be pissed. I want instant gratification.
Go to sleep early then, Brendan. Because they might trade back. You might want to stay. If you stay up till 24th and then they trade, 29th and they trade, you know what you got to see? The 28 people that we're competing against, what they did. And start developing hate for all their picks.
Landfill, will you be mad if they trade back?
No, because I'm going to be awake at that time anyway.
Are you going to nap to get ready for the draft?
Of course.
Yeah, probably. By the way, a lot of people are calling. They're very upset with you for insulting the song, I Swear, by All for One.
I just wasn't feeling it in that moment. I got to be honest.
Yeah, one dude said you better not talk about that song again. That was his wedding song, you knucklehead.
What was his name?
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay, let me be clear. That song sucks.
You wild.
And I swear. Listen, man, if it's your wedding song, I hope you enjoyed it. But does my opinion on your wedding song really matter? I'd argue it shouldn't. Speaking of things that shouldn't matter, so earlier I mentioned there was an anonymous quote going around about Shedeur Sanders that really trashed him that I thought was junk. So then this dude, Jordan Schultz, tweeted this out. Spoke to a high-level NFL exec. The anonymous negative quotes that pop up every year, total garbage. If you got something to say, put your name on it or keep it in-house. Every team has access to similar intel. Why would that need to be anonymous? Why wouldn't you put your own damn name on the, hey, put your own damn name on it?
Exactly.
Right? Like...
Unless he's protecting the guy.
Unless he's both. Maybe that dude is both of them.
I would tell you straight up. If I had something negative to say, I'd put my name on it.
Brian, I think you've got a pretty long track record of that, sir.
But, you know, it's a lot of weak-ass people that work in front offices of NFL teams, and they screw people's lives up because they sucked when they tried to play sports.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's a funky game, but we do love it.
JP, I think that place was just a place where they were selling Fritos.
Nah, dog, I think they were making
it. It was made originally since 1932 in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, but Brian, back in 1932, they couldn't ship stuff that far and maintain freshness. They didn't have preservatives or trucks or highways. Dog, they didn't build the highways till the 50s.
Okay.
So they probably had to make them in a bunch of different localities.
They found a way. I'm going to see if that was a...
Were Fritos ever manufactured in Bethesda is not a hill I'm willing to die on, but the Instagram post I saw made it seem like they were. Best possible scenario for you, B, tonight?
For me?
Trade back?
No, that they pick, because I'm not completely like the guy who just said whatever, your friend. But I don't want to stay up that long.
You just blasted Fry, and now you're saying I don't want
to
stay.
No, I would still like to see a pick. But if they don't pick one, I understand. I'm not going to lose my mind like Brendan is. Hell, if they don't make a pick and they trade back, maybe I don't have to do an extra show. Then I could run over and get me a sippy before I go to sleep.
How late cup. Is DC Prime open?
Don't worry about DC Prime. I'm gonna have to go all the way. One Loudon stays open a good bit.
Oh boy, yeah. I ain't going to One Loudon tonight. I'm going home. I want to be clear about that. Lanville, you can investigate. Your best scenario tonight?
My best scenario, we either, because I'm stuck, bro, because I want to say, I got two best scenarios. We even pick
up. Well,
that's
kind of
you even pick up
to a best scenario.
But you know, this is just the way I think, JP. So we can either, you know, pick up best available edge rusher at 29, or we could trade back, get more picks, and I'm fine with it. Those are the two best available things to me.
Texting with Jimbo about my Rude stuff coming this weekend, B.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, you know, he's a draft guy. He is into the draft.
Oh, yeah.
I said, what do you want to happen? He said, honestly, I hope we don't do anything. Take two picks in the top 60 to five picks in the top 100. I tend to agree there, dude. I think this draft is so wide open that I want a volume play in the top 100. I think you heard Charles Davis say that he's not entirely sure whoever gets picked at 15 is that much better of a prospect than who gets picked at 45. So just give me more cracks at the apple. I'd like to trade back, get more opportunities, try to find more guys. They still have plenty of holes. I want speed at receiver. I think they'll add another back. I think you need a corner, an edge, maybe a linebacker. I want it all, baby. That's how I operate, Lanville. When we come back, we're going to make some bets.